Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Iti Agnihotri Matholkar.
It's not Thursday, but with us on Sunday morning is Jody Beznoska. She's Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center. And we asked you to come back Sunday today because last weekend you guys unveiled the whole new Broadway series.
We did. We had a party. It was
you
fun.
You did. Literally, you had a party.
We did. We had a great party. It was a riot, and we're very happy to be able to announce this lineup. It's a new way of announcing it. Normally, we just sort of put it in the mail and hope our subscribers are excited. But this year, we decided to launch it in a special event where nobody knew what the shows were until they actually went into the theater and watched the show. Mm. And we had Seth Rudetsky, who is the Broadway SiriusXM show host, mm-hmm. and also a writer and singer and producer from New York. He came and he custom built a show to launch and announce our season.
So he had the elements of the shows that you have included.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, he basically took, you know, the 9 shows that we were putting out there. He went out there and searched for video clips and trivia and all of the little things behind the scenes about them. And then he built them into a 60-minute show and revealed them one by one.
So the folks who were in the theater saw this show that nobody else on the planet will ever see again.
Exactly.
Well, that's cool.
That's exactly right. And it devolved into something really fun. You know, he was dropping hints and people were guessing what the show was.
Oh, nice.
And he had video up there and he played the grand piano. He brought people up for a Name That Tune. It was a lot of fun. I think it was an experiment for us to try to launch the season that way. I would say it was definitely successful. So.
Well, let's go chronologically.
Yeah, let's do it.
With the season, you start with a big ogre.
Yes, we do. A big green guy. Shrek the Musical will be here in October 30th through November 4th in 2012. I think the best thing to say about Shrek the Musical is that it's similar to the movie in that kids will giggle and love it, but it also has those sort of adult mm-hmm. jokes that you will remember as well.
The next one, the one in December, mm-hmm. I think I'm going to not have to go, but if you ask my wife what her favorite movie ever is, the answer may change between 2 or 3 movies, but mm-hmm. one of those 2 or 3 is Billy Elliot.
Yeah.
She loves that movie.
Everybody tells me it's a wonderful play. It really inspires you and makes you happy and proud and all of that. So that's going to be in December 4th through the 9th. And so that's going to be a great sort of pre-Christmas show.
And in January.
In January.
Have you seen this movie?
I love it.
I really enjoyed it as well.
It was just on TV a couple weeks ago. Oh. And I caught it and I went, oh, this is actually really fun. So Catch Me If You Can. It's based on the story of Frank Abagnale Jr., who is a real life guy who was a con man, I guess, for lack of a better term. Basically, he forged thousands of checks, and that was how he bankrolled this life where he masqueraded as a pilot and a surgeon and a lawyer without any of the training or any of the skill.
And if you were to ask me what 3 people in my life I don't want to be lying about what they can do, it's a pilot, a surgeon, and a lawyer.
Yeah. Exactly. But he didn't really lie about being the lawyer. Well, if people haven't watched the movie,
right.
Okay, but...
And we are hopeful, actually, that Frank Abagnale himself will actually come down and be here for the beginning part of the run. That's going to be in January of 2013. So that will be right after the new year.
And then if people enjoyed Million Dollar Quartet, they're going to love Memphis, which is a Tony winner as well. And that's coming in February.
Man, Memphis is such a good show. Mm-hmm. I've seen it live, and I've also seen it in the movie theaters when they did a live broadcast of it. And what I love about Memphis is Memphis is an all-new original musical. All the songs are new. You're not going to have heard them before. It's not a jukebox musical. It's not, you know, a revival of an older musical. This is brand new, and it is so beautiful and so well done. It's got incredible music, great dance numbers. The story is charming. It's basically there's a white DJ and he wants to play black music, and this was before you did that. Mm-hmm. And he falls in love with this incredible young singer who's trying to start her career, and they try to figure out how to work through this, you know, how to have a life together in this time where that really wasn't okay. So that's going to be in February 5th through the 10th in 2013.
Anything Goes?
Yeah, Anything Goes is wonderful. Anything Goes is a revival. It's produced by the Roundabout Theater Company, which is one of the few nonprofit Broadway houses. So most Broadway shows come out of commercial theaters in New York, where those are for-profit entities, and it's done in the traditional investor model that, you know, to get a Broadway show done. Roundabout is a nonprofit, so they do things a little bit differently. Okay. And Anything Goes is, best way I can think to describe it is it's just classic. You know, it's.
If you like Cole Porter, mm-hmm. if you like Fred Astaire, if you like Gershwin, that
yes,
sort of
absolutely.
Era.
Yes. I don't know if anybody can really say what the story of Anything Goes is, but the setting is on a cruise ship, and there's hijinks that ensue on the on the cruise ship. But I believe that Anything Goes was created as a vehicle for a way to take these great Gershwin and Porter songs and put them in a show. So in some cases, the narrative of the show kind of goes, wait, what? Why are we singing this again? Does not matter. Right. It is so beautiful and so lush and sumptuous. I mean, the tap dance numbers alone are worth the price of admission. So that's in April of 2013.
And then the series proper will end in May.
Yeah.
With a play that has been around the world, War Horse.
Yeah, War Horse, pretty remarkable that War Horse is coming here. I mean, I think the biggest cheer went up in the Walton Arts Center offices when we learned that we finally managed to book this. War Horse is a play with music, so it's not a musical. It's not a song and dance
okay.
show. It's a play, and it's based on a children's book about Joey and Seth, who are a horse and his boy, and they, you know, grow up together, and then the horse gets sent off to war. And that's the premise of it. But what is so incredible about the show is that the horses and the animals are puppets. But they are huge, life-size puppets, and they're created by a company called Handspring Puppet Company. I believe they're out of South Africa. They focus on breathing. They focus on the small movements that make puppets come to life.
So that's the sixth play in the Broadway series. Now,
correct.
There are three others that are kind of on the periphery.
Yeah. The way this works is if you're a current Broadway subscriber, right now this is the time where you can renew your subscriptions. So
okay.
if you came to the Broadway season this past year or right now, mm-hmm. now's the time for you to say, yes, I want to sign up again for next year. And once you sign up for the sixth show lineup that we just went through, you have access to add tickets to three other shows that we've booked. One is we're going to be mounting the new tour of Stomp.
Best reason ever to have trash cans in the
absolutely,
in the venue.
Absolutely. Fantastic. But that will be in September. Then in February of 2013, we'll have a couple of performances of Hair.
Now,
yes,
I seem to recall
yes.
that the original Broadway run of Hair
yes.
involved nudity.
Yes.
Will there be nudity with this one?
I believe there will be. It's very, it only happens for a little bit
mm-hmm.
and is very artistic.
Of course.
Consider yourself duly noted, duly warned. And then the final sort of special that we have is another new show that we are pretty thrilled to be presenting. It's American Idiot, which is based on the Green Day album of the same name. So that's the lineup. You can call the box office and we're calling it pre-order. So basically you can indicate your commitment to the season, but we won't be able to seat you until later in May.
You're in the queue.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And you're at the front of the queue if
right.
you do it now. So, yeah.
Right. And that's by going – do you have to – you can do that online or should you call?
You should call.
Okay.
We're hopefully going to have it up online
okay.
very, very soon for renewing people. And then online for new subscriptions won't be until May. So if you want to get sort of pre-ordered, you should give the box office a call,
okay.
which is 443-5600 or just if you need to get more information about the shows, you can go to waltonartscenter.org.
Thank you, Jody.
Thank you.
Jody Beznoska is the Vice President of Communication for Walton Arts Center.